This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. I thought I'd share a little family story at Halloween time. My Flotten grandparents lived in Pine Creek, just north of the current Game Refuge headquarters. They lived on the east side of the road. Across the road from them were Mr. and Mrs. Ole Olson. Mrs. Olson was said to be able to tell fortunes by looking at coffee grounds left in your cup. Grandma Ida was having a cup with a neighbor, and they decided they should pay Mrs. Olson a visit. Ida thought she'd test Mrs. Olson by bringing her husband Gilbert's cup instead of her own. Off the ladies trotted across the road to have their fortunes read. Mrs. Olson took the cup Grandma handed her and concentrated on the grounds at the bottom. Then, Ida's hair on her neck stood up as Mrs. Olson suddenly stared at her with eyes dark and wide open and said, "This isn't your cup." There are still people who use their personal abilities in mystical ways. I remember watching a water witch help find a well. I think some still do that with forked willow branches or crossed metal rods. On another subject, I was looking at old newspapers again, this time from 100 years ago. In the Badger Herald Rustler from 1918, around this time of the year, an article was contributed describing some Halloween fun. Here's what they had to say. Last Friday night, the Hesperians entertained the Crescents at a belated Halloween party. Each person was asked to wear a costume and be ready for a real exciting time. Everybody went to the assembly and tried to find out who everybody else was. There were four ghosts, three witches, an old maid, one musician, a couple of clowns, and two very pretty young girls. Several others wore no costumes. Each person had his fortune told after telling a continued story. After the fortunes were read, the Hesperian president announced a field meet. This consisted of a turtle race, bag blowing, peanut relay race, foot race, cookie contest, and suitcase race. Most of the winners were Hesperians. After playing several games, the guests were asked to fish in the fishing pond. Several of the fish were rather cute, and the teachers fished very well. The fishing over, the cooks announced supper in the domestic science room. Here, a surprise awaited the guests. The dining room was decorated in Halloween and crescent colors, orange and black. The room also abounded with skulls, owls, cats, and jack-o'-lanterns. The tables fairly groaned with good things to eat prepared by the cooking class, cakes being the most prominent. The last act being to eat the cake of fate, after which all journeyed home, voting the Hesperians clever entertainers. I don't know who the Hesperians or the Crescents were. If anyone out there knows, give us a call at the Rose Oconee Museum. If you have any stories about how Halloween was celebrated when you were a kid, it would be great if you'd write your memories down and bring to the museum sometime. All the things you remember will be interesting to future generations. I lived out in the country and we always drove around to the neighbors in our costumes on Halloween. Our costumes weren't very elaborate. Plenty of old clothes around meant we probably were hobos more often than not. If we had masks, they were those hard plastic types with eye holes and usually a couple little nostril holes. They got pretty steamed up inside before long and weren't very comfortable. Sometimes we'd pull an old nylon stocking over our head. It was amazing how creepy that could look. In school, we had a Halloween party, and with our costumes on, we'd parade through the other classrooms. It was a fun holiday for kids. Bigger kids sometimes got into a little mischief at night, tipping over outhouses. There aren't many functional outhouses these days, so that stunt has gone by the wayside. I hope the biggest danger you have on Halloween is eating too much candy. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.